I'm David Delegater. There's a wonderful new book out, The French Quarter Drinking Companion by Allison Alsop, Elizabeth Pierce, and Richard Reed. It's part travelogue, part guidebook, and part expose, and it's a hip, informative guide that will introduce you to every watering hole of note in the French Quarter in New Orleans. Allison Alsop, welcome to Around Cincinnati.
Thank you so much for having me.
Tom Waits once said that he'd rather have a bottle in front of me than a frontal lobotomy. Is that kind of the approach that you guys took to writing this?
Absolutely. This book, and I'm going to be very honest with its origins here, this book began at the start of the recession when both myself and one of my co-authors, Elizabeth, in a euphemistic way, we could say, found ourselves suddenly between jobs. Our friend Richard and we went out drinking several times in the French Quarter, like in the vein of Tom Waits, of consolation. You know, this is one of the oldest ways to get something out of drinking, something positive, which is you go and you drown your sorrows for a bit. And this project was born out of those evenings.
It took quite a while, I'm assuming, to put this all together and put it into words.
It did. And at first, we did not have a notion that we were going to write a book. We began compiling some reviews. And in the beginning, I think we were thinking much more modestly about maybe having a website or a blog. And a friend of ours, who was also publishing a nonfiction book, said, no, you really have something here. There's a lot of guidebooks that have to do with food or with history. But let's face it, people come to New Orleans and they drink. People in New Orleans drink, and people who come to New Orleans expect to do so. And a book that is dedicated to the area where most people are going to be is deserving of its own publication. And so that's when we started thinking bigger. We approached an agent, and we have now been published by a local regional press called Pelican.
Tell me a little bit about the idea of there being a drinking culture in New Orleans. I mean, people go out to drink in other cities and get wasted or party, but in New Orleans, it's an art form.
I think it's an art form. I also think it is, as you say, part of the culture. New Orleans is a place that has not forgotten its history. It is linked to its history. And New Orleans, unlike many other places in the United States, has a slightly different background. We've never been a Puritan colony. We've never been the descendants of Puritans. So we have the French, we have the Spanish. We also have other groups that have come in that enjoy drinking, like the Irish, like the Germans. So we're coming from a long tradition there. But I would also just say that as an artistic city, as a bohemian city, and as a city that both embraces kind of the extremes, life and death, joy and sadness all at once, that drinking seems to fit in here. It's not something that we see as taboo. It is not something that we necessarily even see as something you do on occasion, but it becomes a part of the ritual. And for many, a way that you can punctuate your day and gather with friends.
So people that are not familiar with New Orleans may be unaware that it's possible to drink on the street there. Can you comment a bit on that?
That is. It is true, and a bit of a shocker for many. For us, we just consider it what adults should be allowed to do. So, for instance, you could be walking your dog down to the park and someone could have a frozen daiquiri to go or a glass of wine. Maybe not glass, it would probably be in plastic. But down in the quarters where you see it particularly, they have what we call a to-go cup. So if you haven't finished your drink, rather than slam it before you move on to the next place, they will gladly pour your beer or your cocktail into a plastic cup to go. And one of the most pleasurable ways to enjoy the quarter is to simply stroll with a drink in hand.
Yeah, there was a great anecdote in the book about one of the bars where a cop that was on horseback rode right into the bar and
That's right.
Pulled up. Picked up
that was the old Absinthe House.
Old Absinthe House.
And right down on Bourbon. And Elizabeth and I were right there at the bar. And the bartender said to us, okay, well, in about a couple minutes, you're going to have to, like, move over. And another thing you kind of have to realize is that a lot of times the bars in New Orleans, especially in the quarter, have open doors. So big open French doors. You have a lot of kind of in and out of the inside of the bar to the street. There's a real connection. And so she said, okay, you know, in a couple minutes, you're going to have to move over. I'm like, why? And lo and behold, boom, a horse head is right next to us eating up our popcorn. And it's just the kind of thing that in New Orleans, you never know from one moment to the next what is going to suddenly appear in the quarter.
Well, I'd like to talk about the way this book was written. You know, a lot of guidebooks are just very dry. They're not necessarily terribly interesting, but they're facts and figures and names and dates. This book was written to explain the bars and the bar life by anecdotal experience, and I think that was really great.
We did not want to write a cut-and-dry guide because New Orleans is not a cut-and-dry place. And New Orleans is a place that, like many southern places, enjoys story. We did not feel as though any kind of statistics or facts and figures were ever going to give what is essentially a place that is about flavor and spirit. And so we wanted to write something that would be readable, either for people who live here or for people who are intending to visit, that you could, on your plane ride into New Orleans, start reading this, and with the pacing of it and kind of tight little stories, you would find yourself turning page after page after page, regardless of whether or not you ever intended to go to the bar that you were reading about. You would start to get a sense of the feeling of what it is like to be in the quarter. I mean, the quarter is this tremendously unique place because it is so compact. You have from the riverside to the lakeside, maybe 6 blocks. It is just over a mile wide. And within this neighborhood that is less than a square mile total, you have everything. So you have this tremendously dense, compact microcosm, which means that really the flavor of the quarter is going to shift from block to block. And we wanted to convey that. We wanted to include the walking up to the bar, the turning the corner and arriving at the bar, because all of these are an experience. So much of our life now is about freeway culture and commuting, but really in the quarter, it moves at a different pace. You're most likely on foot, and this kind of ambulatory quality of it, this transient nature of moving from bar to bar, really means that things will reveal themselves. And whatever happened to you 3 blocks back is not necessarily going to be the flavor of the next block ahead. And in addition, I was very surprised by how much I enjoyed going to the Bourbon Street bars. As a local, most locals kind of stay away from Bourbon Street. It's considered, you know, extremely touristy and people are always drunk and it's kind of too raucous and smelly and all of these things. But I was really surprised at how much I enjoyed going up and down Bourbon. There's a lot worse things in the world than to see people coming here, blowing off steam, having a really good time, and really being given permission, really, to let loose.
Well, we've been speaking with Allison Alsop, one of the authors of the new review book, The French Quarter Drinking Companion, A Guide to Bars in America's Most Eclectic Neighborhood. Allison, thanks for being with us on Around Cincinnati.
David, thank you so much. It has been a hoot.
For Around Cincinnati, I'm David Delegator.